feminists like 11 of Awag see no ray of hope.
Unfortunately, the government is also made of patriarchal people.
From Anand in Western Indian state of Gujarat, I'm Binu Alex for Free Speech Radio News.
Free Speech Radio News is produced at WBAI by Katza Mester. Headlines editors from WMNF in Tampa, Florida are Randy Zimmerman and Nell Abrams. Technical producers at KPFA in Berkeley are Jade Paget-Seekins and Pauline Bartolone. We have web support from Vanessa Tate and Leslie Holmes. I'm Deepa Fernandez. Free Speech Radio News is made possible in part by an underwriting grant from the Graduate Student Organization at Stony Brook University. This edition of Free Speech Radio News will be rebroadcast tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Where the time is 1 minute after 6 o'clock. Time once again for Off the Wall. And a good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for the next hour or so. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit flustered. Haven't been here in 2 weeks. And there's mayhem going on. Mayhem as always. Just as I came in the door, all kinds of alarms and things started going off. I have no idea what's going on. But the thing that really kind of freaked me out, because I'm doing a talk show. I have the microphone on. See? That's the microphone. I thought that people would hear all this chaos and commotion going on around me. But apparently, we have some foresight designed into the way the studios are built so that chaos and mayhem are muted out when you turn a microphone on. Yeah, it's kind of neat. But it also kind of sucks because I wanted you to hear it. But I figured out a way you could hear it anyway. I have a second microphone here, and I'm going to move that up to... Okay, is that on? All right, I'm on two different microphones right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off the studio microphone, and that will unmute what's going on around me, and you can hear for yourself the chaos and mayhem. Ready? Here we go. All right, I forgot about that aspect of it, too. There's going to be feedback. Hold on. I got to figure out a way to not have feedback. How can I do that? How can I not have feedback? I guess I can turn this off. Maybe the speaker's down. Okay, let's try it now. Well, you can sort of hear it. You can hear that alarm in the background, and you hear my voice going through the speakers. I have no idea what that alarm means. I've been looking at it for the last 10 minutes, trying to find it. It's very hard to find an alarm in the midst of all this equipment. I think it's a UPS, which indicates a power problem of some sort, but I don't know what it is. I have not ruled out Al-Qaeda yet, and I might not be able to rule them out before the end of the hour, so you'll just have to bear with me. If there are any station staff people out there that know what that noise means, either call me on the hotline or rush down here and fix the damn thing, because it's really annoying, especially when the microphone's not on. So we'll just have to keep the microphone on for the entire hour. Actually, an addendum to that, we're not on for an entire hour tonight. There's a basketball game at 6:50, so we're only on for about another 45 minutes now. So we're going to have to make this hour count. And unfortunately, we're going to have to cut a feature or two, or even three. There won't be a Tommy Chong tribute tonight, I'm sorry. I know there wasn't one last week. I forgot about the reggaethon. I hope people listened to it. It was great. I was listening to it all week long. Never want to hear another reggae song in my life, but... it was amazing, a whole week of reggae music, and the response was simply unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. There were more calls. I was listening during my time slot. There was more calls during my time slot from people I don't think that ever call my show. I'd like for people to call this show so that we can talk about some interesting things. And what I want to talk about tonight is what I would have talked about last week. Actually, what I would have talked about last week was the whole Mars expedition, which I wanted to talk about the week before, which kind of didn't have enough time to talk about it then. But then the whole Janet Jackson thing happened, and the whole country went ballistic. And there was a really well-organized conspiracy to keep me off the radio for that whole week. Both Off the Wall and Off the Hook were preempted the same week. So I wasn't able to say word one about any of this. And I've got so much that I want to say about it. I really do. And I want people to have their opinion registered as well. I'd like for them to be able to call in and tell us your unique perspective, because I'm sure it has not been represented over the mainstream airwaves. But my God, I cannot believe it. I'm simply beside myself. So, abbreviated show tonight, and we're going to be taking lots of phone calls, 631-632-WUSB. As soon as we get into what all has been going on, simply unbelievable. First off, I'd like to take a moment just to reflect upon a couple of sad things, and that's the passing of a couple of WUSB alumni who you may have heard if you listen to archive shows of Brain Damage, or if you've listened to this radio station for quite some time. They may have been familiar voices to you. On December 12th, we lost Dave Brown, who was a classical programmer here on this radio station for many, many years, and someone that I had come to know from doing Brain Damage years ago as one of the three classical shows that would precede that program. And we'd have many long conversations about the state of the world, as we tended to do back then. And very sad news to hear that Dave Brown is no longer with us. And truly shocking was the news that that Cindy Missler had passed away. I know many people listen to this radio station in the 1990s, oftentimes refer to it as Radio Free Cindy, because she was always on the air. She was one of these people that would take on any task at this radio station and keep it going. Anything, whether it be on air, off air, emptying out the trash cans, starting a recycling program, filing records, whatever it took. Exactly the kind of person you need to run a place like this. She was basically the heart of the radio station for quite a few years. And sadly, we lost touch in more recent years. And very sad to report that news that I found out about last week. I know she filled in for me a couple of times on Brain Damage, and people talked about those shows for I guess, years after they had happened. Cindy was somebody who... if you got into an argument with her, it was something you would remember for a very long time. Let's put it that way. She basically was somebody you didn't mess around with, somebody you had to respect. And, I wish I could hear those tapes, because I was away. I didn't get to hear them, but a lot of listeners did and reported back to me and said, boy, that was something else. And she certainly was something else. So look to our website. We'll be, I'm sure, putting something up as a memorial to both Dave Brown and Cindy Missler. And it's just indication of how much people come to mean to you at a place like this, how much people are valued at a radio station like this. And I hope that many more people are encouraged to participate in the future so that this great place can keep going. That said, let's get into what's been going on in the world here, which I know would interest both Dave and Cindy. And hopefully it'll interest our listeners tonight. I'll tell you know, just watching what has been going on here, and by here I mean this country, in the last 10 days, I guess, you have to wonder, what is broken? What is wrong? What is the big problem that makes people freak out so much over what can only be described as minor events. I was sitting at home on Super Bowl Sunday, not even aware that it was Super Bowl Sunday until TiVo reminded me, hey, you said, you know, record the Super Bowl because you wanted to see the commercials, you know, I don't care about the game. I really don't. I just wanted to see, you know, some of these crazy commercials because they say, oh boy, these things are going to be outrageous. And yeah, I fell for it, okay? Madison Avenue got to me. So, yeah, so I'm skipping through, and I figure, you know, okay, I'll watch a stupid halftime show because, I don't know, they just make such a big deal of it, you know. Are terrorists going to strike? Is, you know, something horrible going to happen? Instead, what we got was this ridiculous display, and that's really, you know, that's how you can describe the entire halftime show, is a ridiculous display, because MTV was behind it, and if you ever watch MTV, you know how pathetic and sad they are. So, you know, I'm watching this thing, and I'm sick. I was, you know, convalescing on a couch, just, you know, watching whatever it was that came over the TV, and I figured this was entertaining. And I saw the scene in question go by. And about 5 seconds later, I said, wait a minute. That wasn't what I thought it was it? So I did what everybody else in the country did with their TiVos and went back and looked at it again. And the second time, I still wasn't sure. You know, so much for being harmed by this, so much for being traumatized. I wasn't sure after looking at it twice. So then I had to get up off the couch, walk over to the TV set with the remote in hand, rewind the TiVo yet again, and go in slow mode, all right, so I could see. And that's when I said, boy, you know, looks like somebody lost the top of their clothing there. Something might have been exposed. How embarrassing for her. And then, you know, I got back on the couch and continued watching whatever Pepsi commercial was debuting that night. I didn't think anything of it. And then, when I was going online later, I said, well, you know, I wonder if anybody else noticed that. Understatement of the century. I wonder if anyone else noticed that. Well, yeah. Right away, there were news stories, bulletins, telegrams. Biggest scandal ever. And I just wonder, you know, how many people were actually traumatized by this? It took me 3 different views and a slow motion mode to actually determine that maybe something had gone wrong, or maybe something was exposed that shouldn't have been exposed. How many kids out there watched this thing go by live and went into shock and didn't come out? How many people even noticed? How many people were even looking at it? You know, they were probably fixing sandwiches in the kitchen when this kind of thing was going on. Well, Michael Powell was certainly watching. And I'll tell you, that guy is what the biggest threat to our freedom is right now. Because I don't know if you've been listening to the things he's saying. But, he's the FCC chairman. And no, I'm not afraid to call him a backwoods idiot on the radio station, because that's what he is. If you listen to some of the things he's saying, this guy is saying the entire halftime show was offensive. Now, you know, I can agree with that to an extent, because it was stupid commercial corporate rock, which I hate. I hate all these, you know, Britney Spears, Janet Jackson sounding clones. I hate the stupid dance numbers. I hate the music videos. It's all pathetic. Yeah, it offends me. But you know what? It's reality. I gotta deal with it. Well, Michael Powell cannot deal with the reality. He said the entire thing, the entire halftime show, was offensive to him. And he's seeking to have every single CBS station in the country, TV station it is, fined for airing that half second of Janet Jackson's bare breast, which wasn't even bare, by the way. It had something on top of it. So, technically, it wasn't even, I don't think you even saw a nipple. I mean, the nipple is a thing you're not allowed to see, even though you know what a nipple looks like. You know, even though you can see them on a male. Okay, you can see the entire breast, you can't see the nipple. It's the entire breast that's different, except on some males, obviously. But it's the nipple they forbid. It's the craziest thing in the world. And you know what? The rest of the world doesn't go by these rules. The rest of the world thinks we're all kind of nuts. But, yeah, Michael Powell wants to fine every single CBS station that aired this, even though they cut away from it. Even though the people filming this cut away when they saw what was going on. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. He wants to crack down on the immorality that's going on in this country. And he says the current fine of $27,500 per incident, which he wants to put over on every single TV station in the country that aired that, he said that fine is not large enough to dissuade huge broadcasters from airing objectionable material. Representative Fred Upton, a Republican of Michigan, chairman of the House Telecommunications Subcommittee, has introduced legislation to boost the fines. Now, under FCC rules and federal law, radio stations and over-the-air television stations, I don't understand why cable stations abide by these ridiculous rules where they have to censor everything. I was reading about Thelma and Louise airing on, I think it was TNT or something. And all these exchanges that took place in that movie, words that we have all heard many times before. I mean, why show a film like that if you're not going to air it in its original condition? I mean, the way that they wanted to make it. Of course, the way this country works, every time a film is made, you record secondary audio. I don't know if that's a proper term, but you record an alternate soundtrack so that when it airs on the children's TV stations, which is what I think we should call every single on-the-air TV station right now, and possibly basic cable as well, because that's who it's geared for. It's geared towards kids, five-year-olds. And even they know the words. So they record all this different dialogue. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I once saw Pulp Fiction on Channel 11, and boy, it was like seeing a completely different film. Thelma and Louise, there was a line, which I'm not going to say here on the radio station, because the last thing we need is the radio station getting involved in this kind of nonsense. But I'll tell you, in any other country, it wouldn't be a big deal. They basically, well, they made up all kinds of four-letter words that don't even exist. But the part where, who was it, Thelma or Louise shoots the guy that was threatening one of them, the comment he makes to them right before she shoots him is something on the order of, "Why don't you clean my clock?" Why don't you clean? And if someone says that to you, apparently you have the right to shoot them, because that's the worst thing you could possibly say. Clean my clock. I mean, come on. What are we accomplishing by this silliness? So yeah, that's the kind of nonsense that's going on over the airwaves and basic cable. But anyway, the over-the-air TV stations cannot air obscene material at any time. Seems fairly rational. Obscenity is one thing that I don't think I've ever seen obscenity over the air. I really don't. Or heard it over the radio stations. And they cannot air indecent material between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Now, the FCC defines obscene material as describing sexual conduct in a patently offensive way and lacking serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Indecent material is not as offensive, but still contains references to sex or excretions. And that kind of definition has been abused left and right by the authorities to clamp down on stations for doing such things as airing programs about sex education, reading poetry, you know, harmful things like that. So, basically, what we have is a clampdown. We have a clampdown on all kinds of broadcasting that's going on. The Clean Airwaves Act has been introduced. the clean airwaves. Now, this came about as a result of an FCC ruling that actually made some sense. Had to do with the Golden Globe Awards last year, where Bono, that bozo, uttered a four-letter word as, I guess, an exclamation or something like that. But it had nothing to do with sexual or excretory functions, and the FCC actually recognized this. Well, again, Michael Powell went ballistic. And he basically said, that's outrageous, and we cannot have this kind of a thing airing on TV, no matter what. And so the Clean Airwaves Act was introduced by Congressman Lamar Smith. We must protect our children from obscene, indecent, and profane speech on television and radio broadcast. Parents should not have to cover their children's eyes and ears every time they turn on the TV. And that's just completely not in keeping with the rest of the world. I've mentioned there were incidents in many other countries where objectionable things have happened, and they've dealt with it. Let's look at the most recent case. And by the way, our phone number is 631-632-WUSB. I'd love to hear people's opinions on this. I really would. Because while everybody else is talking about it, I figure, why not? Why not get other perspectives? Or am I the only one that sees it this way? Am I the only one that thinks that this whole thing is being blown way out of proportion, where people are calling TV stations and sending all kinds of letters and just reacting hysterically for something that is just not a big deal? It was stupid. It was crass. Yeah. But let's deal with it. You know, America, meet the breast. They exist. This is what they look like. Last Thursday, NBC went so out of their minds with worry because of what's going on today that they actually cut a scene from the TV show ER, which is a show about, you know, doctors and things like that, and emergency rooms, all kinds of things going on there. There was a shot that showed an elderly woman's breasts for a brief second. And in a completely medical context. And they flipped out so much that they actually put one of those digitizing effects over that scene. It looked absurd. I don't know if anybody saw it last Thursday. It looked absolutely ridiculous. Fortunately, I get my Canadian satellite feed, and I was able to turn on CTV, which is an over-the-air network in Canada. They air The Sopranos. They have commercials, but they don't cut anything. Amazing, isn't it? Over-the-air. We can't even do that on basic cable. So, I happened to watch it there, and it was embarrassing, because you'd have to freeze frame again and walk up to the TV set and look to say, oh yeah, you can actually maybe make something out if you blow it up and enhance the image. Other countries, full frontal nudity airs occasionally, sometimes by accident, sometimes on purpose. And people just deal with it because they're grown up. All of us are acting like children by reacting like this, and it's just a sad thing to see, and it's a step backwards for everybody, because it stifles creativity of all sorts. It's got nothing to do with morality. It has to do with control of how people express themselves. Now, I'm beginning to wonder if that alarm means that our signal isn't going out. Is our signal going out? Please let us know by calling us, 631-632-9872, WUSB. I would like to know if this or anything else is on people's minds as this hard-hitting issue continues to plague our nation. Okay, we got some phone calls. Let's see who's out there. Good evening. You're on.
Hey, Manuel, Jesse, how you doing?
How you doing?
Coming in loud and clear.
Oh, good. You're the guy's coming on next. No, you're not coming on next, are you?
Except I'm preempted for a basketball game.
You're preempted for a basketball game. Well, Joe, as long as I have you, first of all, do you know what that noise means?
Was that the EAS signal coming
through? No, it's not EAS. Hang on, I'll play it for you. There's going to be some feedback, but listen to this. Well, apart from all the feedback coming through the speakers, you can hear sort of a...
You should be getting a paper tape that's printed out at the, you know, on the board, you know, on the one of the...
I think it's a UPS, not an EAS. And I'm sorry, folks, for all the technical terminology being thrown around here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but something's going on in the back of the console there, and I don't quite know what it is.
Our internet feed might be down. I can go down and check that as well.
Oh, the internet feed might be down. Do we get an alarm when that happens?
We shouldn't, unless if the power to the computer went out, and that's why the UPS is signaling you.
Interesting why the power only to the computer would go out, but I suppose it's possible.
Sometimes you just have to restart Winamp.
We can also issue an appeal for our internet listeners to call us, 631-632-WUSB. But, Joe, as long as I have you on the line, there's no one else to talk to.
Well, listen, by the way, during Mort's show yesterday, I found out that my sister was listening on the internet. Only during his guest was the internet feed down, which is very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to make mention of that to Mort.
That's shades of conspiracy.
Controversial, yes. I guess, you know, talking about the Iraq intervention.
Well, there are people that obviously want to, you know, shut down differing voices and opinions and things like this. But, you know, tonight we're talking about people shutting down, you know, bare breasts.
Well, go over to Russia or to one of the other countries and you'll find whatever you want on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go because you probably got other famous...
I'm going to try this call over here.
Okay, take
all right,
care.
Thanks for your call. And good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from my car.
Where is your car?
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, okay. What's on your mind?
Well, first thing, it sounds like your UPS is on battery power.
Yeah, but why? I mean, all the lights are on.
Could be a couple different things. It could be one that the UPS battery has failed.
Uh-huh.
And it could mean that the battery needs to be changed, one.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's what it sounds like.
Two, I don't know, maybe if you pop the breaker, you might have almost lost a section of power.
Uh-huh.
Second thing is about, you're talking about the Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a morality play in that, but I did think that it was inappropriate for the setting.
Oh, I agree with you there. I definitely think it wasn't appropriate, but was it something that requires investigations and fines and you know, all kinds of hysterical reactions?
You know, I do think that they should be fined.
The broadcasters?
Sure.
What could the broadcasters have done?
Excuse me?
What could the broadcasters have done? It was a live event.
Well, first thing they could have done is put it on delay.
So you don't think we should have any more live events?
No, but, you know, it was grossly inappropriate, you know, for something like the Super Bowl to have that kind of display. Well, I thought
okay,
was inappropriate.
Now, that's another thing. I just got to take issue with that. Now, everyone's saying something like the Super Bowl. Something like this. When did the Super Bowl become this you know, thing for preschoolers? There's scantily clad cheerleaders everywhere. There's violence all over the place. There's all kinds of suggestive commercials. How come the Super Bowl all of a sudden is something that is a family event and not just a hard game of football?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had three couples over my house and 10 kids.
Okay.
And everybody was glued to the set watching the halftime show. And the kids wanted to know why Justin Timberlake ripped off Janet Jackson's top.
So what did you tell them?
We said it was an act. We said it was part of the show.
And what did they do?
I kind of shrugged it off, but obviously that wasn't something that we thought that we should have to deal with when watching the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I mean, it was a stupid thing to do, I think, and kind of gimmicky. But whether or not there was something underneath or not, I mean, that's the issue. If there was the red piece of cloth that was supposed to be there, would we be talking about this now?
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not about the ripping the thing off. It's about what was seen underneath, and
well,
I don't know. It just seems like a real crazy overreaction to me.
Certainly it is, but from one side of the issue to the other,
mm-hmm.
you have 150 million people watching something. You know, you certainly need to play to your audience.
Yeah, but how do you know what that audience actually?
Well, America
is.
isn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You do live in New York.
Right, right.
There's in New York, we tend to think that we're in a vacuum. We think that, you know, everyone else thinks the way we do, and unfortunately, that's not the case.
I think that's the way a lot of people in America tend to think in general, that everyone thinks like they do. I don't think it's just New York.
I do think it was inappropriate, and I hope that they fine them, just because of the stupidity of it.
Why not? If you're going to fine anyone, why not fine the people who did it?
Well, you can't.
Why not?
The FCC can't.
Okay, well, maybe some other morality board should be started up to find people who do these things on I don't know, because it just seems to me, I'm not really in the position of defending CBS very often, but it just seems to me they were broadcasting a game, and every individual station certainly doesn't have the ability to cut away whenever they feel like it without breaking their contracts.
I'll tell you how that would work. Well, they have to find somebody, so they find CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So then CBS thinks twice about having, or at least doesn't pay as much to MTV to have the halftime show,
mm-hmm.
And then MTV doesn't pay as much or at least has clauses in the contract to say, you know, that this is the type of behavior that will be done during this performance.
I mean, I think that's enough.
But that's the way things get done.
Right, but I'm saying MTV obviously isn't going to be doing this again, so I think they've been punished for you know, putting on a show that wasn't appropriate. How much further do you need to go?
Well, you know, as well as I do, things don't happen unless it costs people money.
Okay, but do you think it was right, for instance, for what NBC had to do on Thursday, where they had to digitize out that scene with an elderly woman's breasts?
I don't know anything about that, actually.
Well, basically, there is a scene where the breasts were seen on an elderly woman who was being operated on, if you look really carefully. And NBC was so worried that they would get fined, too, that they just kind of covered up that scene with a digital effect. I mean, you know, that kind of a thing is not at all offensive to most people, I don't think. Do you think it was appropriate for them to have to do that?
I don't know. I guess if you have to have a standard, then you got to have a standard.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, either that or there's no standards. I don't know. I'm for uniformity of standards, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's, you know, you can't have Janet Jackson, so you shouldn't. I guess if you're going to write a letter of law or standards, that I guess you have to apply the same thing across the board.
Why do you think things like this can air in other countries and people don't seem to get upset or are affected in any way?
You're right. Well, that's my call. By the way, is it still beeping?
It doesn't beep when I have the microphone on, but yes, I believe it's still beeping.
Oh.
I can't do anything about it where I'm on the radio, so hopefully after the show people can fix it.
If it's been beeping for longer than 15 minutes, then you shouldn't be worried about it, because it means that if it was on battery power, it would have gone off.
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of worried about, that because anything could turn off all of a sudden because of that beeping.
Correct.
We don't know.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. And I should also point out, because both calls we've gotten are local so far, I am kind of worried that the internet signal isn't getting out there. So if that's the case, well, actually, if that isn't the case, let me know. 631-632-WUSB. Have we been overreacting to the whole Janet Jackson scandal and the horrors that are going on TV? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
Let me turn the radio down.
Yeah, okay. Another radio caller, so I'm beginning to really think that our signal isn't going out to the internet.
The signal has been funky all day.
The signal or the internet feed?
Well, no, I live in Brentwood.
Okay.
And I've had a hard time pulling your signal in all day. It's been I can't keep it on the radio steady.
Really?
It's really weak or something.
And that's unusual, right?
It's unusual. Yeah, it's usually a very strong signal, and it's just been funky all day.
Maybe something's wrong with the transmitter. Okay, well that's good to know. I mean, not good to know, but it's good
but
to find out.
When I was listening to the station.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was going to call because I was confused and I was wondering where the blue show was, and I realized it doesn't come on until 7, and tonight it doesn't come on.
And it won't come
on
at all. That's right. Tonight we have basketball starting in just about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's a bummer. We're always on Tuesdays. The other thing I just wanted to say while I'm on the phone is I think Justin Timberlake should have been arrested.
Arrested?
Yes. He would have done that any place else, he would have been arrested.
You think, I mean, don't you think it's a bit too much for just, you know, a poor taste type of a show?
In New York City, and he just did that, and a policeman saw him do it.
Well, yeah, but Janet Jackson was part of the act.
Well, then she should have copped to it that it was part of the act, but he should have still been arrested and forced them to explain it. And then he said, well, it was a fix, you know. He didn't do that, it was a fix.
Why is it such a big deal?
it's not such a big deal. I'm not a prude, but it wasn't a visual sexual assault on a woman. That's mm-hmm. the way I see it. I mean, it's not who gives a shit about a titty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, shouldn't say that, but I mean, you know, who really cares? It's just a lump of flesh.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what the rest of the world sees, and
but what he did was it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
What he did and what people saw him do was a different thing. And the way she looked and everything, she looked like an assault. I didn't see it. I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't care about football. I think it's all shit.
Okay, that's we have to take action, too, when people can't control themselves. And that's really, you know, where it stops. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good to be.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Center Reach.
Okay, Center Reach. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess you guys are on a delay or whatever. You still talking about the whole Janet Jackson thing?
Yeah, we're on a one-week delay, but, yeah, we're still talking about it. We didn't get to talk about it last week, but what's on your mind?
I just heard some guy on the radio that seemed a little ridiculous. I think everybody should start paying attention to basically what they accomplished, and they being Janet Jackson, the other guy, and CBS.
Mm-hmm.
It's possibly one of the most genius things that has ever been done on television.
How is it genius?
The publicity alone.
Uh-huh. So Janet Jackson record sales have gone through the roof. Are people watching CBS now as a result?
Well, of course.
I don't know if people are watching CBS. I can see the record sales going up, but why would people want to watch CBS?
Why do they?
Well, I mean, CBS is probably the last place that's ever going to air something like that ever again, right?
But CBS is, you know, has always been, you know, behind in ratings between, you know, ABC and NBC.
Right.
Now they're starting to come around with the Grammys, Super Bowl. They got a lot of sports picked up.
Uh-huh.
That alone, that stunt alone has been on every entertainment television show. Everybody's been talking about all the talking heads on television. You know, everybody from...
And that's the thing. The country gets outraged over half a second of what could be a bare breast. Meanwhile, you have a president who is every day inching closer to the revelation that he completely lied about the war and misled the country, and people are dying as a result of that, and we don't care about that. What's wrong with this place?
Well, the thing about that is that people aren't aware of other sources of information.
Mm-hmm.
Their minds are made up from what they read in the New York Post, which is one of the most biased newspapers out there.
I read the New York Post on the way into the city a couple of weeks ago because I had to take the train, and that's all that was on the seat. And boy, you know, when I got off the train in Penn Station, I was shaking because of all the horrible things that are going on in the world that I only read about in the New York Post. It was.
You read about what celebrities are being cited in Manhattan, basically.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, every robbery and insult that's hurled through the air gets reported in the Post, and just makes you think of humanity as much lower than you might have thought before.
I mean, that's American media. I mean, they basically, you know, I don't want to sound too crazy, but they basically tell you what they want to tell you. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that sells papers. Same thing as television. Sex sells, you know, crime, you know. And I think Michael Moore made a good point about that in Bowling for Columbine with his... talking about how, you know, basically keep people in fear
mm-hmm.
of everything, you know. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, but the, like you said about George Bush, how, you know, the country basically doesn't realize some of the stuff that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty scary, especially with elections coming up, that, you know, he'll probably most likely win.
It's that's a frightening thought. But, I mean, we're afraid of breasts, you know. We're films with male nudity and automatically get NC-17 ratings. Michael Powell's up in arms about all kinds of immorality going on TV sets. You know, we need to grow up.
Well, you know, thing you know, I heard you bring up earlier is, you know, why is a bare breast okay in Europe or other countries but not in America? Well, the whole thing about that is that, you know, you have religious right basically controlling television as well. I mean, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, they don't want to offend, you know, religious groups in America. I mean, that's... It's basically the same thing that's running George Bush's election is, you know, pleasing them, you know.
Right. I think you hit the nail on the head, not wanting to offend certain groups. You know, I don't like offending people, but sometimes it's necessary to offend certain people to get your point across. Now, the religious right doesn't care if they offend people that don't agree with them with their doctrines and things like that. And the left in this country is too weak to actually make a challenge and say, you know what, screw you, we're going to do what we want to do. We don't care if you get offended.
Yeah, that's a great point. But then again, if you do have a politician going against the religious right, he'll be steamrolled in a second.
And why is that?
Because they're so big.
Uh-huh. They're pretty big and powerful, but I don't think there's enough being done to fight them. I think that's what needs to be done. I think people need to be calling the FCC in droves saying, get this Michael Powell guy out of there. He's out of his mind. And let's let the people decide what they want to see on TV and not certain conservative groups.
Yeah. That's very true. Very good point.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right. Take care.
632-6901 to 632-WUSB, area code 631. And good evening. You're on.
I just want to let you know the internet feed is up.
Oh, good. Where are you calling from?
This is Joe again from Smithtown.
Oh. Well, maybe people aren't listening on the internet then. No, we have a full switchboard, though. But thanks for the update.
Bye-bye.
All right. And good evening. You're on.
Yes.
Where are you calling from? Hello? Are you there?
Ben?
I think you got the wrong number. Let's go up here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Got through, huh?
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Smithtown as well.
You know, no one's calling us on the internet for some reason. Even though the internet is up, no one's calling us on it. That's kind of weird. But what's on your mind?
I just wanted to... You brought up the Janet Jackson thing, and...
Yeah.
I think the second day was kind of like overplayed as far as the news carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to mention something that, you know, once these things run afoul publicly with somebody like Michael Powell,
uh-huh.
What you've got is you're dealing with corporate America now. It's not really, for me anyway as a voter, it's not the implications of MTV doing well with CBS. I worry about Powell having now the ability to fine, and in so doing, he's got leverage as far as like when news shows want to air certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the deals are cut and something might be squashed, delayed. I mean, it's the news is not there for us. It's a profit-making show.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail there because, you know, ABC is Disney. That's where you're getting your news from. It's a corporate enterprise.
Right. And once the exposure of the breast is behind us, we're left with this kind of leverage and wheeling and dealing, and those implications are, like I said, for me, in terms of the voter and somebody's concern, you know, things like that. And then again, I don't mean to step on the religious right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not part of them. But again, it's a solid area where people can be counted on for their votes. And again, where's the critical analysis? You know, we're left with the same old. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why I'm fear that it goes right after that. But again, Powell, he sits down and he talks with people like himself in the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to talk about the leverage they get out of this. And so I'm not crazy about the fines. I'm not overly concerned about the exposure of the breast, although I think Janet did that, and it was in terrible taste. I mean, it was the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not for a second denying that it wasn't in good taste. I'm just saying that I don't think we need the FCC going around dictating morality to people. And I think that this is something that, yeah, you say, you know what, that wasn't in good taste, she's an idiot, and you move on from there.
Yeah, I think that the FCC should take a more laid-back approach than they've publicly stated.
The FCC should be involved in technical issues of keeping broadcasting running technically smoothly, and they shouldn't be involved at all in morality. It should be community standards. Communities should be involved in their own. I mean, New York community standards are completely different than Ohio community standards, and yet we all go by the same rules nationwide because we don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to brush aside too quickly community standards,
mm-hmm.
but I think after listening to your show, you might agree with me on this, though, that the FCC should really start rolling back to viewing when things under their control
mm-hmm.
had a social function and a social benefit and not just the destiny to be privatized and therefore taken away from the control of U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it sounds kind of hokey to say we the people,
mm-hmm.
but this administration and people like them want to wrest or take away from the citizens things like that, like, you know, the regulatory input, or I should say control.
No, they already have, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm forced the airwaves
mm-hmm.
to serve us in some function.
Right.
We're getting away from that, and now with the cable hookups, which don't go over public airwaves,
mm-hmm.
And again, I say public, I bite my tongue when I say that. The public airwaves are not so public anymore. They're quite on their way to being privatized. But
it sure feels that way.
I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye now.
And, you know, things are just so completely different in other places. I was riding a tram in Amsterdam a few months ago, and they have these video displays that play advertisements. Yeah, it sounds awful, but it's really not so bad because they don't have audio, and it's kind of like, you know, an LCD screen. It doesn't really interfere with your thinking that much. I just happened to be looking at it, and I saw this this guy, this kind of like ruffian-looking person. And what's he doing? He's urinating. He's urinating in the street. And I'm like, you know, my American mode turns on, and I'm like, wow, that's a message saying don't urinate in the street. And this guy is just, he's really going at it, you know, and obviously he doesn't care what's going on around him. Then you see the headlights behind him of a car, and you know it's the cops. And then you see the two shadowy figures of the cops approaching him. And he turns around, and he sees the police. This is all taking place in Amsterdam. It's by a canal and all that kind of a thing. And what does he do? He has a can that he's drinking as he's peeing. And he throws it over his shoulder, and he just runs off. And the cops take off after him. Can you believe it? Can you believe this guy would have the audacity to urinate in the street and then litter in front of police? And so, you know, my American mode is turned on right there. Okay, this is a message. Don't litter. Don't pee. You know, don't chase the run away from the cops when they're chasing you. Instead, it turns out to be an ad for one of those power drinks. And I asked people about this. You know, what kind of message is that sending? And basically, the response, if you talk to people over there, is that, well, you know, the police don't like it, but they're not in charge of advertising, and people basically laugh at the police whenever they try to enforce rules in intimidating ways. I was thinking, you know, something like that airing in this country would never, ever be allowed. There'd be outrage expressed everywhere. But, you know, not that many people are doing nasty things over there. I think they realize that it's all in fun. All right, we're out of time here because we have a basketball game coming up in about 3 minutes. So we'll be back again with the full hour next week, and maybe we'll talk about this some more. We can write to us, otw@2600.com. In the meantime, stay tuned for exciting basketball. Who knows, there may be nudity involved. We don't back off from things like that. You'll hear it all here on WUSB. Stay tuned. Good night.
Continuing on our way through Sicily, we came upon the sight. When a census city of Syracuse, there we made our okay.